choose what to study at university if you went to university, and did you drop out of a few different courses? A lot of my friends did.
I did.
Before they quite found the right one. Racking up a big hex debt is also a real concern, so you need to choose wisely and really think about what course you study.
So choosing the right course can be a daunting experience for both students and parents. Interestingly, a recent survey of students found many had regrets about the degree that they'd chosen. Michael Larson is the CEO of Studiosity, an online study support service, who commissioned the survey and joins us now. Michael, what did students tell you?
Oh, good morning, Russell and Nadia. Well, only 58% of students were saying that they would make the same degree choice again, which is a big number. I think it does show that that there's perhaps a lot of buyer's remorse out there with students once they've chosen their degree.
Why is that? Because is it because the degree wasn't quite what they expected, they didn't enjoy it, or is it job prospects at the end of it?
Look, I think it's a bit of a mix. For many students that are entering university for the first time, they're making that choice when they're 17 or 18 years old. And look, I guess with the benefit of a little more life experience and studying the course, they might realise that, hey, this is not quite what I thought it would be. And I guess what I'd encourage students to do is to think about the end in mind. I mean, what's the actual job that they're hoping to achieve, and really do their homework on whether that's going to be a career that they're likely to enjoy.
Is it still, university still seen as the right pathway, or the only pathway to a good job? Because that's changed a lot now. It's not essential to go to university anymore to get really good jobs.
Look, that's very true. There are many other sort of options available for school leavers. The vocational education sector is one. And in fact, we're seeing a lot of students now, particularly those pursuing careers in technology, are seeing that there are some really powerful short courses, say in software development, that can ideally prepare them for a different sort of pathway. But you are correct that for many, an undergraduate degree is seen as really the minimum qualification necessary to be competitive in the workforce.
We're talking with Michael Larson, the CEO of Studiosity, about the high number of people that have buyer's regret, as he calls it, for the degrees that they have attained through universities and colleges. I think about, the age you are when you have to start selecting your subjects at high school, and it's those critical decisions at a very young age when you could not potentially understand what it is that you want to be when you grow up, but yet force you down a path that may be a path of regret. Is there is it time to change our system, do you think, Michael?
Look, I think the system actually has quite a bit of flexibility built in to an extent. So if someone was, say, doing a first-year business course, well, they go through and do all of the core units, and it's then going into second year when they can choose their major. So that might be marketing or that might be accounting or something else. So there's a reasonable amount of flexibility inbuilt. I think what's important for students to realise is that there's no dishonour in switching. If they've gone ahead and done first-year science and thought, well, gee, this is just not the pathway for me, that's not failure. That means that you've learned something, and maybe it's okay to switch and try something else. And when you're 18, 19, 20, look, it's the right time to be making those choices.
Did you go to university, Michael?
I did. I'm a proud West Australian, and I went to UWA.
And what did you choose the right course?
Well, yes and no. I chose a Bachelor of Commerce because I was really unsure about what I wanted to do, and I thought that would give me lots of options. Now, the major I chose was accounting, which for me ended up being the wrong choice, longer-term career-wise. But look, I learnt a lot of skills that I think prepared me ideally to be able to be flexible and make other choices later on.
We'll leave it there. It is an interesting conversation. Michael Larson, the CEO of Studiosity, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks,
Nadia.
Thanks, Michael. It's 29 to 10. Can I just